Hello and welcome to our Advent Reflections from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. This is the third week of Advent and we are thinking about the fact that love came down at Christmas. Jesus came as love into the world and revealed important truths to us, important values about the kingdom of God that we are invited into. Unfortunately, I was ill last week, so I was unable to record a message. But in our first week, we explored the revelation of justice. And so this week, we see how Jesus came to bring us life. But before we do that, let us light our Advent candles. The first week, we lit the candle that reminds us that Jesus, because Jesus came, we can have hope. And the second candle reveals or represents love. And the third candle represents joy. So let us light our candles. Because Jesus came, we have hope. Because Jesus came, we know love. Because Jesus came, we know we can have joy. Let us pray. Father, I thank you so much that you sent your Son into the world because you love us so much. Thank you that you were willing to let your Son come into this broken world of sin and darkness, to show us light, to bring light to the world. Jesus, we thank you that because you came, we can know hope, hope which we sorely need in times of trouble. We can see your love revealed to us, the love that is beyond our understanding, but a love that is offered freely to us and shared with us so that we too can love others with your love. Lord, we thank you that because you came, we can know joy. Joy because we can live life and live it to the full. Joy because we know we can have relationship with you now. Not blocked by anything, because you have taken our sin. You have made us clean before you. And so, Holy Spirit, I pray that we would be recognizing your presence, not just in us, but in the world. That as you dwell in us, as you make your home in us, we see the way that you are working in this world, and we respond to what you call us to. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you. We worship you. Amen. So, as I said, for this third week of Advent, we are looking at the fact that Jesus came as love, came coming down at Christmas to reveal to us life. Our world is constantly calling us to now, fast, instant. We have this message thrown at us from every direction. And it's most especially noticeable in the advertising industry. A little while ago, it was Black Friday, and then it's Christmas, and so we are constantly bombarded with adverts stating that we should get this or that item for this great discounted price before the sales end, or we miss out. Just a couple of weeks ago, I received a call from the company that I get my car from, telling me about this amazing deal that was time limited and required immediate acceptance or it would go. It was very much a, if you put this phone down without accepting this deal, you'll miss out. Everything tries to push us to the immediate, to rushing ahead, to the need to hurry, or we risk missing out. I mean, look at our communications. We have near instant communication with messaging apps, emails, phone calls, and we are expected to be contactable at any given moment, to be available on demand, again, to respond to this call to the now. People fear being without their means of communication because they fear missing out on the things of life. And yet Advent calls us to wait, to stop. It is a time of stillness and peace, a time to be slow and to reflect. We are encouraged not to rush to the celebration of Christmas, but to pause each day, to reflect and wait, to prepare our hearts to receive. Advent gives us the gift of waiting, of communicating thoughtfully, prayerfully with God, to make sure we hear his word, to hear his message of love towards us through the person of Jesus. While the world instructs us to rush through life and to wish our lives away, hoping for something more, God tells us to slow down, to savour and live life and live it to the full. As I mentioned earlier, we are thinking about the fact that Jesus entered the world, love coming down at Christmas to bring life, life to the full. So let's read from John 1:1-14 and hear about this life coming into the world. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing that was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came as only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1 is this wonderful passage that reminds us, firstly, that the world was created by God, speaking the Word, creating the world out of nothing. And Jesus, the spoken Word of God, then willingly chose to enter this world that he created, to save it from itself, and to give us a new chance, a new offer of life with him. John 1 verse 4 tells us, in Jesus is life, and that life is the light of all mankind. This is because Jesus came down at Christmas to offer us back life, the life that we chose to turn away from because of our rebellion against God. John demonstrates this situation by drawing the illustration of light and darkness. Our sin, our rebellion against God, is the darkness that attempts to drown out the word. The darkness that attempts to overcome the world, to become so immense that nothing can shine out in it. But the darkness, all our sin and the vilest things in the world, are still not enough to overpower the light of the world, Jesus, who came to us as love that Christmas. And Jesus, the light of the world, offers us life, and life to the full. So what does this mean for us? Why is it important? And how do we need to respond? So firstly, this is important because we need to recognise the truth of this message. The reality of Jesus coming to offer us life. John states, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognise him." The world did not recognize him, even though the world, all of life itself, was made through him. And we see this as a reality in the Christmas story. Jesus' birth was announced through a star in the sky, through angels singing praises to God, through the fulfillment of prophecies. Prophecies which had been told over thousands of years. And yet the only people who responded to these signs, who recognised the reality of Jesus' coming, were some magi, or wise men, from afar, and some shepherds. Or in other words, the magi were people from other countries, people who weren't part of the so-called in crowd, and shepherds who were outcasts, who were seen as wild and just unacceptable in civil society. The Jewish people, whose scriptures foretold the coming of the Messiah, did not recognize his arrival. The world did not recognize him. But it is also true of us today. There is so much evidence for the existence of Jesus and his death and his resurrection, and yet still millions of people do not believe or accept the gift of life that he offers. So many people do not recognize who Jesus is and how important he is for our lives. Some people perhaps recognize him as a wise teacher or a good man, but there's no recognition of him as God in their lives. But what about us? Do we recognize who Jesus is? Do we take time to truly reflect on his character, his teaching, his life? Do we recognize his Godship? Do we recognize his divine nature as well as his human one? And do we recognize the gift of life that he holds out to us? That gift of life to the full? As we celebrate this Advent season, how are we recognizing Jesus, the Word, the Son of God? Take time even today, right this moment. Pause this video if you want to, and just dwell on who Jesus is. Take time to recognize him. Take time to learn about him, to see who he is and how important he is for you. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus to you. Do not live with your eyes closed to this wonderful light, the light that brings us life. We need to recognize who Jesus is. But recognizing him is not enough. We also need to receive him. In verses 11 to 13, John says, "He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of a human decision, nor a husband's will, but born of God." In Greek, the language of the New Testament, the word for receive means to associate, like a friend, to have as a close companion. So recognizing Jesus as the Word who offers us life isn't enough. We need to receive him as a friend, a close companion. In receiving Jesus into our lives, we are given the gift of life by being born again as children of God, born not of natural descent or of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. There's a famous carol that speaks about this so beautifully. The carol of O Little Town of Bethlehem. In I think it's the third verse, it says, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. At Advent, we deliberately slow down, wait, pause, so that we can properly receive Jesus. Because as the carol says, he comes silently, peacefully. If we are so busy rushing around, busying ourselves with the 101 things on our to-do list, if we are so preoccupied by buying presents for all our friends and family, making sure we've got enough food for the Christmas season, we might miss his coming, because he comes quietly, softly, without a big fanfare. Are our hearts still enough to recognize his coming? And are they meek and humble enough to receive him into our lives? When we slow down and wait upon God, we can begin to understand who Jesus is, to recognize him, and so also to understand who we are, and so enable us to receive him. For if Jesus really is the Word of God, the light of the world who comes to bring life, the only reasonable, sensible decision is to submit to him, to live under his authority. We need to recognize who he is and also to understand who we are, so that we can humble ourselves to submit to him. Because God, Jesus, is beyond our understanding. Jesus is so mighty, and in comparison to him, we are so small. And yet he chose to come into this world because he loves us so much to save us from ourselves. That really does need, that truth needs to humble us. Do we understand what it means for us? And so do we choose to submit to him? Because if we do, if we choose to submit to him, we agree to stay close to him. Because how can you submit to someone that you don't know? We need to recognize him by staying close to him. We need to submit to him because his authority is great. He is mighty beyond compare. So this Advent season, are you taking time to recognize Jesus? And are you taking time to receive him? Are you willing to submit to him? And will you stay close to him? Love came down at Christmas to bring us life. How are we willing to respond to this precious gift? So let's pray. Jesus, light of the world, the light that is life and life to the full, we worship you. We recognize who you are as Son of God, fully man, fully God, coming down into this world. And Lord, we want to receive you. We want to submit to you and to stay close to you. May we be transformed by your power, Lord God. May we be transformed by your love. And may we truly know hope, love, and joy. Surround us with your presence and help us to know you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.